On this particular Sunday, we revisit once again this wonderful episode from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, the Eucharistic chapter of the Eucharistic Gospel, where the central theme of the whole Gospel is Jesus Christ, the Eucharist, the bread of life. And here, he gives them, as he still does us, the bread of life. Many thousands were there. In some of the other accounts of this, it is basically figured out that there were 40 or 50,000 persons, because they counted the men only, and they were 4 or 5,000. But that did not include their wives, their children, their servants, their slaves, all that came with them to hear the Lord preach and teach. And they followed him, and they were getting hungry, but there was no place for them to eat. And so our Lord tests the disciples, the apostles. He calls St. Philip the apostle over and says, "Where can we get enough food for all these people?" And he says, "Even if we worked for 200 days, we would not have enough food for them to have just a bite or two. There were so many." And then St. Andrew, the brother of St. Peter, says, "There's a boy here, and he has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good is that? That wasn't even enough for the 12 apostles, much less for 40, 50,000 persons." That did not mean anything to our Lord. He was testing them and their faith, as he also tests us and our faith. Do we really believe that he can do what it is that we need? And of course we do. But it is not always easy. I'm sure it wasn't easy for those people who were tired and hot and dirty and everything else that entails the walking, just as those pilgrimages that are going on last month in France, this month in Spain, where thousands, perhaps 100,000 of young people and thousands of priests are going from one city to the other to honor God and to honor Our Lady, in this case, near the shrine of St. James of Compostela, Santiago de Compostela, where there is the shrine of Our Lady of Covadonga. And both of them led the battle against the Muslims that had enslaved the people, the Catholics of Spain, for 700 years. And so, a very similar thing happened here, but not quite as long. So our Lord says, have them sit down, have them recline. And he says, bring the boy. And he blesses the 5 barley loaves, probably about this big, and the 2 fish, not very big. It wasn't a whale, that's for sure. Even they, 2 whales would have not been enough anyway. And so, he blessed them and he says, start giving it out. And of course, he would have said grace before meals. And then they all ate till they could eat no more. They were stuffed like a green pepper that you make with tomato sauce. Stuffed to the gills. And our Lord, teaching us, because he's always teaching us, says, gather everything that's left over. Because it is a sin to waste food. Many people don't realize this. And they serve themselves humongous plates, and then they don't eat but a tiny little bit, and then it goes in the garbage. That is a sin. It may not be a mortal sin. Some would say yes. Depends on where in the world you're from. But it is a sin. And so you should take what you can eat and no more. These days, I just take a couple of spoonfuls and that's it. My appetite is gone off to Spain or somewhere. But when they gathered all these leftovers from all of these 40 or 50,000 persons ate, they gathered up 12 wicker baskets. And they were not small baskets. They were not like our baskets that we use in our tables for bread. They were about 4 feet high and 3 feet wide. Enough for another meal. And that would have been wasted had not our Lord, in his immense wisdom, saved it for the next time, which would be the next day. And everybody was aghast. How could this be? He has healed the sick, brought the dead back to life, and now he feeds the thousands with 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is indeed the prophet, the Messiah, that was awaited. Was awaited from the beginning of time, from Genesis, and who now comes to fill us. But not only with bread and fish, he fills us with his wisdom that he continues to send to us through this Holy Spirit that comes upon us at every sacrament. And through the holy sacrifice, the holy sacrament of the Eucharist, where we are still fed the gift of finest wheat, because it is he himself, the Lord God Almighty, the Eucharistic chapter of the Eucharistic Gospel. And so today, as we re-listen to these words about the Eucharist and about the power of Christ, the Son of God, born of the ever Virgin Immaculate Mary, let us double our faith, increase our faith, and believe, because we cannot be saved without belief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.